Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
All right, Donald Trump just stepped into a foreign policy disaster of his own making, and he seems to have admitted it in a Truth Social post sent out yesterday morning that was melodramatic and that says we've essentially lost India to the deepest, darkest China. Now, later in the day, Trump was asked about this very post in the Oval Office, and his answer only affirmed why no countries want to work with the United States. It's not only because we're just an unreliable partner now, but even when allies are looking to do trade, they see two zones in the world. They see the United States, which is a big no-no zone, it's a big red zone, do not trade there, they say, and they see the rest of the world, which effectively has only half, maybe even a quarter of the tariff rate that the United States has on every country. So the point is, the United States is not a country that people want to work with, but even when it comes to these new alliances that are being created, Trump seems to be realizing the danger, or what he's gotten himself into at least. This reads, quote, "Looks like we've lost India and Russia to deepest, darkest China. May they have a long and prosperous future together." All right, first of all, this reads like somebody broke up with their high school girlfriend and they're making dramatic posts. Like, may Lisa have a long, prosperous relationship with Trevor. Like, why is this guy posting like this, first of all? But secondly, to go to the analysis of it all, this is the direct result of Trump's blunt force foreign policy, and I can prove that through clips. I mean, really quickly, this reads, "It was a rare acknowledgement that Mr. Trump's attempts at blunt force diplomacy, not to mention punishing tariffs, were having some unintended consequences. The uneasy partnership to create an alternative to the West global leadership that began with China, Russia, now North Korea, and Iran, is because of Trump. Now, it's too early to predict whether Modi visiting China, now the president of India, visited China for the first time in 7 years. At this China visit, he talked to Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, other world leaders. And the worry is that Trump's words, what Trump does, directly accelerates the creation of new coalitions meant to destroy the United States. So in other words, because Trump is acting like an absolute dumbass, countries are getting together and are realizing this is a great opportunity to create new coalitions that do not prop up Western values, that prop up more authoritarian values. I'm surprised Trump doesn't join the coalition, but listen, it is too early to predict whether Mr. Modi visiting China for the first time in 7 years is a real shift or just a warning shot to Washington. But either way, that is not a good thing whatsoever. Before I show you this clip of Donald Trump in the Oval Office, watch this clip of Trump's tariffs on India being explained by MSNBC. Trump has been isolating our allies by placing insane tariffs, and in this clip, you begin to realize that Trump's insane tariff on India is not for any sort of economic concession. It's because Trump's mad that he didn't get nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize or get credit for ending a war that he didn't end. So when even Modi won't give Trump credit, that means he didn't end these wars he's claiming. But secondly, now these economic alliances are breaking up due to Trump's ego. Just take a listen.
Yeah, he's right. Well, he posted this morning or yesterday, he said, "We've lost India because Modi is out in Shanghai doing this stuff." You know why we lost India? India is a democracy. They would like to trade with us. They do buy Russian oil. I get it. I'd rather they didn't, but they and China have energy shortages. But we could have done this a different way. Instead, we put 50% tariffs on them.
Right. Well, and why did we book 50% tariffs on them? We booked 50% tariffs on them because Trump was offended that Modi wouldn't give him credit for a war, for ending a war that Trump didn't deserve credit for.
Yeah.
This notion that he did it because India buys Russian oil, Trump won't even enforce our sanctions on Russia. He's not putting a tariff on India because of that concern. He blew off an ally because the ally refused to lie for him personally. I mean, it's just placing us in so much greater danger. And then the idea that, oh, but we've solved the problem. by changing the name of the Department of Defense to the Department of War. That's going to send a power. It's ridiculous. And the policies he's implementing are incredibly harmful to us. Focus on the policies, not the lies.
So all of these countries are creating a clever new coalition. I'm not saying it's clever because I like the coalition. I just mean Putin is smart, Xi Jinping is smart. They're creating a new coalition to trade around the United States. They've been working at this for a while, but Trump's dumbassery has only accelerated the process. And his response, you know, the White House's response to all of this is to change the Department of Defense's name to the Department of War. Let's play this clip of Donald Trump, but first, I keep getting comments like this. I watch your videos every week and just realize that I was never subbed. You guys are genuinely the best ever. So whether you're watching on YouTube or you're listening to the audio podcast on Spotify, please make sure to subscribe to the feed or save the channel. It helps a lot. I love you all. And let's watch this clip of Trump being asked, who do you blame for losing India? And like his answer, I'm not even joking. It's not even just a sign of dementia. He begins to talk about Modi's wet shoes. If you don't know what that means, you'll find out in a second.
Pete doesn't want any part of that question. Yes, please.
Mr. President, who do you blame for losing India to China in your post earlier today in the morning? You did put that out.
I don't think we have. I've been very disappointed that India would be buying so much oil, as you know, from Russia. And I let them know that. We put a very big tariff on India, 50% tariff, very high tariff. I get along very well with Modi, as you know. He's great. He was here a couple of months ago. In fact, we went to the Rose Garden, and the grass was so soaking wet. It was such a terrible place to have a news conference. I said, well, let's use a beautiful white stone emblematic of the White House, okay, and it's been very well received. But we had a news conference on the grass. It was my last news conference I had on the grass because everybody sunk in. You probably sunk in. Every reporter out there, they ruined their shoes. We made that change. It's been a really well received change. Yeah, please go ahead.
I mean, for some context, Trump has just spent a bunch of money remodeling the Rose Garden and paving over it so there's no more grass. So now he's kind of just weaving in wet grass into every conversation, talking about how world leaders came and visited, they held press conferences, and the grass was too wet. It's all just beyond absurd. I want to talk about more foreign policy in one second, but Trump also sent this insane Epstein post right after he sent the India-China post. Like, really quickly, isn't this post just absurd? Looks like we've lost India and Russia to deepest, darkest China. It is literally like petty X-type stuff. And then when he's asked about it, he says that he doesn't actually think we've lost them. Since when does a word of the President of the United States mean absolutely nothing? He then says in a Truth Social post, the confused and badly failing Democrat Party did nothing about Jeffrey Epstein while he was alive except befriend him, socialize with him. Dude, look who's speaking. You befriended him and socialized with him, but he was arrested under Bush for the first time and then let go. And then the second time he was being investigated and we found out about his misdoings, it was under you and he died. So what do you mean? Why aren't we doing anything? We can't do anything because you allegedly, maybe, he killed him. Like, what happened to Jeffrey Epstein in 2019 under Donald Trump? He died in a prison. He says, they knew everything there was to know about Epstein. But now, for years after his death, they out of nowhere are seeming to show such love and heartfelt concern for his victims. This is all clear projection. Donald Trump was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein in the early 2000s and knew that Jeffrey Epstein was grooming girls from his Mar-a-Lago spa. Trump then said in 2003, Jeffrey Epstein likes them young. Jeffrey Epstein was doing his peak grooming in 2003. He says, does anyone really believe that? Referring to Democrats having empathy for victims? Yeah, I do believe that. He says, does anyone really believe that? Where were they during his very public trials and for all those years before his death? I mean, dude, this was like during the peak of the Me Too era. I'm assuming the Democrats weren't going to be happy with Jeffrey Epstein being up there with Harvey Weinstein and abusing young girls. With Weinstein, it was a power dynamic abuse, but same thing. Jeffrey Epstein was hated by everybody. The Me Too movement wasn't all of a sudden just going to be like, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, he's our guy. No, everybody thought he was a terrible person. The answer is nowhere to be found. The now dying Epstein case was only brought back to life by the radical Democrats. It's not true. Pam Bondi is the one who said, I have the files on my desk. We could sit here and debunk Trump's simple Epstein lies all day, and I do think it's worth it. I think it's worth spending time on the Epstein case and debunking his lies, spending time on ICE, spending time on all of this. But I just want to return to one final thing when it comes to Donald Trump, India, Russia, and him acting like an absolute baby. What Trump has essentially done, and I mentioned this earlier, but what he's done with trade is create two trade zones in the world. Before Trump took office, the average tariff was about 4-5%. Just like globally, the average tariff was 4-5% on countries. Now, the United States has doubled that and implemented a 10% tariff on basically every country. This 10% tariff means that when other countries are looking to trade, if you're Norway, you're looking to do some trade, you see the entire earth with a 4% tariff, then a small red zone with a 10% tariff. Nobody is going to want to go through the United States. Nobody wants to be friends with the United States. And the implication here isn't that Russia and China were friends with the United States before, but with China and India, we at least had some amount of diplomatic means that we were able to pursue. Now, Trump is just alienating them, totally. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.